Walker's comments came in response to a reporter who asked how much he planned to raise to fight the recall effort. Walker can raise unlimited funds while recall papers are being circulated against him. Normally, donors can only give $10,000. Walker said he'd spend what he had to in order to combat what he insisted was money coming in from Washington, D.C. He said the recall was not about collective bargaining, health care, or pensions, but rather about union dues.
We'll spend our money getting the message out. But we wouldn't have to spend a penny of that if there weren't recalls. This is not something we brought on. This is not an issue out here. The focal point on the recalls have come from people, again, largely funded from out of state.
Governor Walker would not promise to disavow any out-of-state money that's given to his own campaign. Asked about Walker's comments, State Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate said he had no sympathy for the governor.
If he actually believes that, he lives in some sort of alternate reality. Because I can tell you that no one started this year with any intention of recalling anyone from office. What we saw was Scott Walker's step-by-step, absolute radical agenda to dismantle the Wisconsin that many of us had come to know and love.
Democrats began circulating recall petitions against the governor yesterday and have 60 days to gather 540,000 signatures. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.